Hurricane Michael's being blamed for at least 7 deaths as it's now a tropical storm making its way up the East Coast. 1.2 million houses and businesses were without power in Florida, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, and Virginia. That is as of last night. Here's ABC's Ginger Z describing seeing an entire house, imagine that, an entire house fly by the street when she was broadcasting live.
I just saw something I have never seen in real life. I saw an entire home taken off of its foundation and rolled down the street. My heart is racing. I have never seen something like an entire home, a well-built home, rolling down the street. And I'll tell you right now, it makes you shake.
Like, could you imagine feeling that? It's like out of a movie.
Yeah.
And a husband and a wife, they talk about swimming out of their house to a boat to get rescued.
In this wasteland, we meet a husband and wife. They stayed behind in their home as the water rushed in.
You swam.
Yes.
Out.
Yes.
Of your home.
Yes.
To a boat.
Yes.
And that's how you survived.
Yes.
They credit a pair of life jackets with keeping them alive.
The wind is going 120.
Oh, yeah,
miles
no,
an
we
hour.
Were holding on. We'd let the current take us to the next stop, and then we'd grab onto a tree.
I couldn't imagine that.
Scary
that
stuff.
That scares the crap out of me. Apple is working on something which would be amazing. Software that'll let you know if you're getting a spam call. Like built into the phones, what they
yes.
do. Because I know there's apps out there that'll say, hey, it's spam, but the tech giant, they have technology that they're patenting that would automatically recognize a spam caller and warn you on your screen. I wish it could also block it permanently. That's so, honestly, only calls I get, no, I don't have any friends or family that likes me. I only get calls from spam numbers every day.
Yep, I get so many of those.
And you know what happens if you bump them, like you hit ignore?
I block them all.
Yeah, block them, but if you hit like bump, like you know, ignore a call, like the voicemail, they know your phone line's active, so then other people will call you now too. Lindsay hit reject in my hands-free thing on my car. I'm like, no!
I've never heard of the term bump for like ignoring someone.
Yeah,
like
I haven't either.
You bump a
bump
call?
Them.
Yeah, you bump a call. Don't give me that look.
I've only heard
who's
of bumps of
cocaine.
Who's the
grandpa now? Yeah, that's what I was thinking. A bump of cocaine. I was like,
I mean, I knew what you meant.
Put this on our Joan Alex Show Instagram story as like a poll, because I want to know what people think right there. At Joan Alex Show. Go follow us. It'll be 1 second. When you ignore a call, do you call it bumping, or what's the other word you
say? Grinding?
Ignoring?
No. Ignoring. No. When you don't want to take a call, do you call that bumping a call or ignoring a call?
Yeah.
I want to know what people say. Because people say, oh, I bumped the call.
Nope.
Yes, they do.
A bumping ground on that call.
That's all right.
Quit taking Alex's bad joke and keeping it going for another 30 seconds here. By the way, you're gross eating your peanut. Sorry, side note. Alex right now is eating peanut butter out of the jar with her finger. You are so nasty.
It's cinnamon.
I don't care what it is.
I live alone.
Is it good?
Yes. I live alone. It's not a big deal. No one else is dipping into this.
It's disgusting.
It's a little mini jar,
There's
too.
Get a spoon.
Over there.
It's stop
cinnamon
it.
Peanut butter.
Is it okay. good? I've never even heard of that kind of
okay.
peanut butter.
I'm going solo for the rest of this right now.
Mm.
A new survey found 80% of us actually like our boss. The cities where people like their boss the most are Indianapolis, Salt Lake City, and L.A.
Are we actually on the list, or are you making that up?
Right here, number one, Indianapolis, Salt Lake City, and then Los Angeles coming in at number three.
What?
The cities where people are most likely to hate their bosses are Boston, Phoenix, and D.C.
Well, everyone hates everyone in Boston. That's like their charm.
49% of people said they describe their boss as a good leader. 37% say they see them as a mentor. 34% think of them as a friend. And 16% said they think their boss is incompetent. I think that this is all a lie. Nobody likes their boss. I've never heard anybody say, oh, my boss is the best. Everybody talks crap about their boss and
I
hates
bosses. I will say, in my life, I have had some pretty incredible bosses that now I am friends with. I think it's also harder in the moment to be friends with your boss because they're your boss. Especially if you're in a more serious industry. But when you're not working there anymore or whatever, then I think it's easier to become friends.
When I was an intern in Louisville, Kentucky, I thought my boss was hot.
You also thought our former boss was hot, Liv. You're just attracted to management.
Yeah, I think you just are into like
everything. Cool it off for a second. Gosh. And today is a good day. I think we should all take part of it as we wrap up here for Joe's Need to Know News. Today is International Moment of Frustration Scream Day. It's a day where you get to let out your frustrations all around the world.
People, you do this anyway, all the
people
time.
People do, well, try working with you two. People go outside when it's around noon in Greenwich, in England, and scream for 30 seconds. The goal is for everyone to feel better afterwards. Are you ready?
Nope.
30 seconds in 3, 2, 1. You can join in, by the way, too, in your car, at home, anywhere you're
at. I'm not frustrated.
No, it doesn't matter. You just, it's a moment of frustration scream day.
But I'll let you do it.
No, I think we're all frustrated. Okay. Are we not?
I'm not.
Okay. Am I the only one?
Yeah, you are right now.
All right, well, anybody in your car right now, here, let's do it for 30 seconds in 3, 2, 1. Ah!
Frustrated. Yeah. Okay, you're turning red. You're turning red. Stop. You're gonna pass out. All right. We got
All
it.
All right. We get it. That frustrated me.
Now I am
I
frustrated.
I wasn't frustrated, but now I am frustrated.
Stop.
Oh my God.
Okay, yes.
That was so frustrating.
I legit did that yesterday. I left work. I got in my car. I pulled to the edges of a parking lot, and I had I just was frustrated with everybody that day. Like, I wanted to punch a wall.
You're frustrated with us? For what?
Everybody.
What did we do?
What did we do?
That's Joe's Need to Know News on the Joe and Alex Show.